This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
You're listening to The Carol Cox Show on 1080 AM K108.
Good morning and welcome to the Carol Cox Show. That was Brandy, and I thought I'd play a little bit of finger pop and make you feel good kind of music. Anyway, driving in, and I just once again reminded why I love living here in Hawaii, and that is it offers so much. If you just take your time and look around, the things that it presents to us. I'm driving in, and there's a poly, and the lights shining through the clouds, and the rain sweeping the mountains there. And as if that wasn't enough, I look in my rearview mirror, and there's this monstrous video of a rainbow. And it looks as if it was all live, and as if someone was making a movie. Too bad that couldn't capture that, but it was absolutely stunning. So again, good morning, and I hope that you have good reasons and can appreciate and why we live here and why we need to not be so silent and try to protect it and make sure that those that's coming behind us have an opportunity to enjoy that. I wouldn't be able to see that if I was driving the freeway and it was massive apartment buildings and tall, towering skyscrapers. So just a reminder. Anyway, 524-1080 if you'd like to call in and talk with me or share some concerns you have regarding the subject that I'm going to be talking about. And it, again, some of you called and say thank you, and I like to hear the political side of it. I'm hoping that you don't think that this is about politics when I speak of these things. What I'm hoping you gather or get from my sharing with you, just information that you, whether you're Democrat, Republican, or whether you're independent or whatever, that you go away thinking, well, I have my own opinion. Carol Cox has his own opinion. But bigger than that, I want you to look through the fog of and the pundits and all of the nonsense that's thrown up with good issues. So let's take the... We're all aware of the issue with the landfill. Now, this isn't just standard landfill discussion. This one here involves a little bit of behind-the-scenes background. And those of you out there that be ready to call in if you want to defend Luffy Hanneman or whomever, please do so, 524-1080. I'm open to anything you have to say, but I'm going to ask that you listen and understand what it is that concerns me about this particular activity. Last week, Thursday, there was a meeting, and that meeting was held by the city council. And that meeting involved a park that located in Nanakuli, and we'll refer to it as the Nanakuli B site. PVT Landfill, or land company, who operates the C&D landfill, wishes to expand. Now, many of you know that there's a need for landfills. They're the ugliest thing in the world, but we generate trash and we need to manage it. You and I generate it. PVT and the people that manage Waimanalo Gulch does not generate the trash. They're managing it. Or we'd have it along the streets and the sidewalks and in the canyons and what have you. And even in our oceans, in some places, trash is just being dumped. So this is the situation where, and then you have a place called the Miley Landfill. We refer to it as the Miley Landfill Pit. And it's an old Kaiser sand mine that is on Parker Road near Hakima. And it's in Waianae. So that particular site was considered for landfill as well. It is owned by Mr. Larry Wilderman with two names, company names, Spear, S-P-H-E-R-E, LLC, and Pacific Aggregate. Now, at the Pacific Aggregate site or the Miley site, it was designated under the PIM. The public infrastructure map. Now, there were three of them. You had the Miley Municipal Landfill that was proposed. Then you had the Amaron Quarry Municipal Landfill. And then you had the Nanakuli B. Now, these were picked by that Blue Ribbon Committee that Mr. Todd Oppo was on. And if you recall, he got his hand slapped for some bad behavior that he had conducted himself in steering this in some ex parte communications, and these things were ruled on by the Ethics Commission, if you can call them the Ethics Commission. I don't see any ethics in their rulings and what have you. It depends on what party you are, and the Ethics Commission will then act accordingly. If you're a friend, that'll do you favors, but if you're not a friend, they'll do you in. So, anyway, with this, the Miley location, now it's up and running at one time operating as a solid waste facility. So they put in for an application. couple of years back for a special use permit. And we objected to that, and it was went before the planning committee and the commission. And we said back then in 2005 that basically I respectfully request the City and County of Honolulu Planning Commission deny the petition of declaratory ruling for SPEAR, or DBA Pacific Aggregate, and not transmit the records to state land use. We believe that it is unreasonable for SPEAR, and that SPEAR is already operating a facility without a special use permit. So in other words, it was put on the site, the PIM, the public infrastructure map, and you need to have a symbol before it's considered and budgeted and what have you. Back to the Nanakuli B. Like the Miley landfill, it too was considered a landfill site by the Blue Ribbon Commission. And it was processed. And the city got dollar amounts, what it would cost to operate the facilities. And they knew this. And a lot of time, a lot of money went into determining what it would cost to operate this facility at the Nanakuli B and also at the other facilities. Nobody said anything about a park. Now keep in mind the key word is a park. And the other one was Makaiva Gulch and the landfill, which was we call the Waimanala Gulch. Now, no one said in this process that we should consider this area, this Nanakuli B site, as a as a park. So here's what happened. Mr. Mayor Luffy Hanneman, under his administration, now of all of this work that has been done, he decided to, with his design and construction, I call them destruction agency division in his administration, submitted an application to make the Nanakuli B landfill a park and not allow it to become and develop as a landfill, a construction and debris landfill. So he took it upon himself to make this, to designate this site. There was no budgeting for this. There was no study for this. There was no environmental impact study. There was no serious consideration of the total community. Now, keep in mind, when he made this, there was a comment period for 30 days. But this is being served something and then ask, how do you like it? Well, I never asked for it, so what do you mean, how do I like it? Well, this was the case. So Mr. Hanneman took that information and put it out there, and the City Council came along and last week voted it down. And it was under the Committee on Planning. And the chair is Mr. Ekiker Anderson. Now, they voted it down. Mr. Rod Tam, Council Member Rod Tam, whom we've had on the show here, he voted no. He voted not to designate it as a park and leave it as it was already presented. And here's where the trouble starts. You know, we often say Mr. Hanneman is a bully and no one is really willing to step up to the plate. They call him names and what have you. And I've tried my darndest to be factual. And if there's some issue that presents itself, I'm glad to speak of it. And, you know, and when doing so, you better be careful. He's connected with the mafia and what have you. But these are issues that are worth being beaten up or whatever it is you think that Mr. Hanneman's friends will do. Because we have a bigger issue here. This is government. This is our government. These are our resources. And no matter what strategy Mr. Hanneman has or his hang-ons that have gathered around him to cover up and take and pilfer, then I'll stand alone and speak out against it and be, at best, be factual about it. And in this case, I'm told by Councilmember Todd Oppo, immediately by a correction by Mr. Rod Tam, Councilmember Rod Tam, that immediately after they voted it down to make the park at Nanakuli B and kill the matter and not allow it to be used as a landfill, Ms. Patty Teruya, who works for Mr. Hanneman, nothing to do with landfills, called him up, talked to him, went to Ikaika Anderson and said, let's reschedule that. Let's have a special meeting for this. Let's have a special committee meeting on this subject. Well, they just voted for it, and she's not a council member, and in her capacity, she has no right to go and tell the council members. She's just a lowly employee, appointee by Luffy Hanneman. Well, you see, she's involved in this effort to take the Nanakuli B site and discredit it, because behind the scenes is that she is working with the desire to help Mr. Hanneman's friend or relative to get the landfill sited at Miley. Remember, I told you it was already put on. So Mr. Tam then tells me that, as if that wasn't enough of her going to Mr. Anderson and asking for that, he receives a call from Mr. Hanneman's right-hand man, which is a woman in this instance, and proceeded to tell him why he should change his vote, go back and vote again. As if that wasn't enough, Mr. Tam informed me, and now that he then receives a call from Mr. Mufi Hanneman, or Mayor Mufi Hanneman, and Mr. Hanneman proceeded to tell him, and this is what is said to me by, provided to me by Mr. Tam and Councilmember Tam, and also Mr. Tam has told and confirmed with other people. So there's many sources, and we have our own ways also of documenting his statements. So to me, and won't go into them, but he did in fact tell me that he receives a call from Mr. Hanneman. And Mr. Hanneman proceeded to discuss the vote that he was the deciding vote on this matter at the Nanakuli B issue and voting it down. And Mr. Tam goes on to tell me that Mr. Hanneman then proceeded to tell him that, well, you know, if you don't change the vote, something to this effect, Mr. George Parrish, now this is coming out of the mouth of Mr. Tam, Mr. Parrish, if you don't go back and reconsider your vote and at this special election, a special committee meeting, we're going to, he's been noted, Mr. Parrish has been noted to do bad things and cause people their elections and what have you. Now, I wasn't there firsthand, but this is specific information communicated to me by Rod Tam. So, why then, these are big questions, why then would Mr. Tam receive a call from Mr. Hanneman's right-hand person? And then why would he receive a call from Mr. Hanneman on a subject matter that's already been voted for and voted down? And why would it be outside of the confines of the city council? I would believe that it would be more appropriate that Mr. Hanneman would have and should have gone to that meeting, that hearing, that special hearing, or that regular committee planning hearing, and offered testimony. But instead, he did it on outside of the confines of the rules, where no one would have any records of his communication. So, what then happens, backing up and speaking to, when we want to look at politics, you see these young guns, they come in and they tell you, and we vote them in and we think, well, it's good, there's an up-and-coming star and he's going to do good. Speaking of Anderson, speaking of Todd Oppo, speaking of Donovan De La Cruz, who's been on my show here, And these young guns, you think we have hope. They've gone to college. They've removed themselves from. They're free of the taint and the stench of political influence because they've been taught. They're educated people. But what we don't know is that when they're dipped in the cesspool of politics here in this city and county of Honolulu, they come out not smelling like a rose, and they lend themselves. And Mr. Ikaika Anderson actually is the chairman of the Committee on Planning. Why would he, in turn, go and create an emergency or special committee meeting to accommodate Mr. Hanneman's desire to rehear something that's already been heard? I would think in a parliamentary procedure, just in that would be a problem. But why would these young guns do this? And so Mr. Todd Apo is also part of this. Well, you can see why he would be part of this. Is the same Todd Apo, city councilman slash employee of Jeff Stone at Coalina. And why would he also had the Ethics Commission complaint that was, some of it was found that he was, in fact, at fault. And in turn, why would he be involved in setting this? Because he's a chairman of the city council. Why would he allow this? We voted on this matter. It was televised. We saw what it was. We voted on it. Now, I called Todd Apo's office and Ikaika Anderson's office and asking them, you know, we've entrusted a lot in you. We thought we'd see new blood, we'd see new thinking, and we wouldn't see this kind of behavior behind the scenes. Now, if you notice, now, Donovan De La Cruz had this, who's a mayor candidate, had this matter. He didn't even bother to sit in the hearing completely, but he hurried back in and said, let's vote for this. Let's get it done, basically. Let's approve it. But the problem was he wasn't even willing to sit and hear the entire process. So that suggests that he was already predisposed and had gotten his marching orders from Mr. Hanneman. Now, this is the same De La Cruz that I'd asked for way back, where, and I mentioned it on the show, where there was a situation at the Mililani Golf Course involving Luffy Hanneman and De La Cruz and George Parrish. And Hanneman threatened to destroy De La Cruz, and De La Cruz had confirmed that with me, and others that worked there at the Mililani Golf Course also confirmed this. So yet, we have the people saying this is a bullying experience, but no one has the proof. Well, I'm sharing with you, and then you can go out there and vote 10 times for Hanneman if you wish, but just know that my role, as Hanneman says, I'm the self-appointed environmentalist, the watchdog, then I'm going to also be the self-appointed sheriff on ex parte behavior with city council and mayors. And I don't mind if I don't need a certificate to do that. It's just that I love this place so much, and I like right and wrong. And I know right is better than wrong. So, and all of you should join in and think about this and incorporate this in your thinking as to if this kind of behavior can happen over a simple landfill. What kind of behavior goes on behind the scenes for your taxes? What type of behavior goes on behind the scenes for CIP and approvals and getting contracts to their friends? So the Nanakuli B site, going back to that, why is it important? Well, we're going to need a landfill. I don't care who you are. You can have your own opinions, or you can work there, or you can hate landfills. But if we had an emergency, a hurricane, and we do have those occasionally, or a tsunami, we do have those occasionally, and many of them, and one day things are going to get bad. Where do we put our waste from these emergencies? We have to bury them somewhere. Do we reach in pocket and all the money we have, you know, we're doing well now financially, and send it off to the mainland? So what is happening here? You see, the Miley B, the Miley site that is also on the PIM has already asked for permission in the past and was denied the right to run a landfill there. But the key things are they've already run a landfill there. They've already placed C&D there. But one really, really ugly behavior that has occurred there, and some of you have heard me talk about it on the air here, but what is troubling is that ash laden with arsenic from AES cogeneration burn plant there in Campbell Industrial Park, ash was trucked there in the hundreds of thousands of pounds and dumped and placed there, and there is no liner in that landfill. And the arsenic, they're working in the water table as it stands, number one, and also runoff and leachate that is percolating through this arsenic-laden ash. Where does that arsenic go? It goes into the soil and into the groundwater because they're already working there. If you drive by there on a rainy day, you can see puddles of water in the facility, which tells you that either it's good standing water, but this is a coral sand area, so it's good standing water, or that is the water table, the level. And so the arsenic leaches out into there. No landfill can be conducted or had or operated without a liner. These are recent rules, as far recently as in the 90s. Why were they allowed to do this? Now, interesting to note that prior to Hanneman getting in, there was some bragging that once he got in, and I've reported this too on air, that he would be assuringly giving them the permit for operation of the landfill at Mivey. So if you name this a park, and you're probably going, what on earth is Cox talking about here? I mean, he's all over the place. Well, let me go back and say to you, if you have the Nanakulipi site that is named on the PIM and they can operate a landfill there, C&D waste, and if you as mayor can come along and stop it because your relatives or friends or whatever they are want to operate another landfill, so you get the mayor to take city money and the public's money to drive by and go, block that. So now you create a crisis, you create an emergency, because creating a park does not address the need for the landfill. So now you shut down the Nanakulipi site, which potentially will become a landfill, and some don't want it and do want it, but we're not discussing that. We're talking about the behavior of these individuals, like Mr. Hanneman. So he gives the big scarlet X on the Nanakulipi site. So now it's going to go for a park. And you know the psychology behind it. This guy is so shrewd, he should be considered lewd. And that with this, he knows that the average Joe is going to be in a quandrum to figure out, well, do I want a park or do I want a landfill? So he goes along, gives a scarlet X, blocks it by naming it a park, and now his friends up the road, deeper into the Waianae communities, has a site that is already on the PIM. It can be revised. And they can run the landfill. So in other words, it's about money. It's about politics. It's not about building a park. So that's the message I'm trying to get to you, that this mayor has lent himself. This is a very vivid, clear situation, and I'm going to be pursuing this further. I guess it would be the equivalent of this recent incident with Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, and the other senator, the guy that ran against Arlen Specter, influence peddling. And I think if they're wrong, they should prosecute them, and chips fall where they may. But it's a similar situation. There is absolutely no reason Mayor Hanneman should have been calling Rod Tam and also Mr. George Parrish's right-hand man contacted per Rod Tam contacted Mr. Tam to also encourage him or to inquire. Now, some of you may say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, this is a city councilman. He'd already voted, and these phone calls spoke specifically to a vote that he had voted on, or he had conducted, or had committed to. Now, they didn't call to talk about the recent ping pong tournament coming up here in at the Blaisdell, and if they could get some tickets. This was about a matter that was being floated before a committee at the city council, and it was voted down. And they figured, well, let's vote it again until we get it the way we want to. Understood? If not, I can make trouble for you. And then you might ask, well, what's wrong with Hanneman calling? Well, nothing wrong with Hanneman calling. The fact is, though, if it's true as Tam has reported to me, then why would the mayor be uttering the names and speaking and voices about George Parrish? And he's the head of the Iron Workers Union or whatever that is, you know. Why would the mayor have to remind Rod Tam of how difficult life could be for some people if Parrish were to not be satisfied? Now, this isn't to throw rocks at anyone, but you got to understand. I don't know which to fear. Fear of a free people who sits around and afraid to even think aloud because they're worried that their mayor is connected to the mafia and that they're going to get in their car and it's going to blow up, or they're going to lose their job. That troubles me. And what troubles me further is to have and be reminded, you'd better be careful, Cox. I say to all of you, you'd better be careful, or at the current pace that we're going, you won't have any freedom. You'll be paying out of your nose. You'll be paying excessive taxes as we are paying. You'll be living in slop and sewage. We have more sewage breaks in this town than anywhere else that you could imagine. And it's attributed to a tree root. Now, the root of the problem is we have a mayor here who has won our trust and now got many of you hunkering down in your own homes and hunkering down in your own conversations and teaching your children to be careful. Telling your children to be careful. You don't want to make trouble. While all along, you're not just making trouble and teaching your kids wrong. You're teaching them to become as passive as Pavlov's dogs. Slobber if they give you something, and be afraid to speak your mind and ask for a quality government. And then to be manipulated and say, knowing that none of you out there are going to call up and argue this issue and say, oh, we want a park instead of a landfill. What are you talking about? Well, it's not about that. It's about you being manipulated. And if you speak to the truth of this, if you object to the Nanakumi B site, now I've asked a number of you to your opinions on this outside of the show, and I hope that some of you don't get to thinking so deeply that you're afraid to go out and speak out against the behavior, the unethical behavior that is presented in this situation, because you don't want to appear to be condoning the Nanakumi B site to be used as a landfill. You have to separate trouble from good things, and this is one of those situations. So when we complain and we talk about how the native people are being impacted by people on the outside and coming in, like myself, I've had insults thrown at me to say, well, you know, you're from the mainland. What do you know about us? Well, I know that all people wish to be free of trash and political corruption. And I also, even if you don't want to be, I know the benefits of being a free person, free from corruption, free from the young guns coming in and we vote for them thinking we're going to see a new day in politics. And what do we get? The same old game. Ekaika Anderson falling in place. Had no reason to go in and make a special meeting to hear a matter that was already heard before. It was voted on. It was voted down. And he's squandering and hurrying to get it done. Tara Poe, shouldn't have approved this. Donovan de la Cruz shouldn't have go along with this. And I called his office yesterday, and I have admiration for de la Cruz, but when you show this side of you and you show this behavior and you will be lending yourself, your ratings go down. And these aren't the Nielsen ratings either. This is about ethics. This is about we have a future. And if you're going to lend yourself, the Kiker Andersons, and even with Mr. Tam, it appears that he's having to find rationalization or rationalize why they should have this new meeting. So I just want to share this with you and say to you that if you're hunkering, don't complain. 524-1080 is the number, and if you'd like to talk, I will be posting some of this information on the website. And again, this is homegrown political corruption. This is homegrown, not people from the mainland presenting this to you folks. This is homegrown, your own brothers and your own sisters that are doing this. This is a behavior that if you stand by and allow it and not act accordingly, I think you should be incensed. In my opinion, you should hold this mayor accountable and ask him at minimum, Mr. Mayor, why did you have to call a city councilman who had already voted on his best ability and what was presented to him and tell him that a third party outside of government would have influence on his career? Very slick the way he does it. See, you don't pick up the phone and call and says, well, you know, if you don't vote the way I want you to do, I'm going to have to come over there and break your legs and I'll destroy your career and what have you. He won't do that. He then creates and invents this real cagey, sophisticated way, oblique way of saying to you, well, you know, I know of this guy, and when he's not happy and things don't go his way, I have known him to break elbows. I've known him to take people out there and be put people in chicken wire and let them drown. We need to have leadership above that. This is an ex parte communication. Where were the communications between Ikaika Anderson and Rod Tam, and public didn't get to have any comments on that or see what was happening? So, again, don't go away thinking that this is about landfills. And don't think it's about someone saying to you, well, you know, we don't want to favor one politician over the other. What I'm saying to you is that you must, if you're truly interested in your own welfare and the best welfare of your children, this Miley landfill is going to be situated near a school, as all those issues were brought out a long time ago. And why on earth would they be manipulating? And as I pointed out, if you stop the Nanakuli Bee, then you're going to need a landfill, and your friends on the landfill, guess what? You got a fight on your hand. But this is what we try to do here with this show, is to say, let's look at the facts. If you don't like the way they're presented, fine, but guess what? They're still going to be the facts. If you don't like the name calling, guess what? They're still the facts. And I'm not putting a spin on it. I'm inquiring as to why and how that you can sit on and watch on TV a hearing that was conducted, and all the people that came and testified and given all the testimony, a decision was made based on information presented in an open process. And with less than 2 hours afterwards, there's a move to have a special hearing to hear it again from the mayor. So So I'm going to be filing a FOIA for Miss Patty Teruya's records. Now, I expect to be reporting back to you that it's going to cost me $5,000 just to get them to look at it. But I'm going to make that effort. And I'm going to rely on you to take what it is that I've shared with you and factor it in into your thinking. You can dismiss it as rubbish, or you can dismiss it as being just a guy who is angry at the world. Or you can incorporate it in your thoughts and say, it didn't cost me anything, and how is it that I can go back and confirm this? I would say you can go and confirm it by contacting Councilman Tam, contacting in your prospective districts. You can contact Mr. Todd Oppo. And maybe if you were to challenge these people out there on the west side, what you possibly could do is, if you had guys that would work so diligently and so aggressively on getting special hearings to have Mufis get his voting results the way he wants them, you might have two roads that lead into Waianae. You might have more than one source of water. You might have less crime. You might have less homelessness out there. But I suspect what I'm seeing now is that a lot of you out there, you're worried about how you're going to look. But in the long run, there are issues that's why you have city councilmen. That's why you have state representatives to represent you, to bring home the pork or to bring home the bacon, not to run around in the dark of night and try to orchestrate special meetings, committee meetings, to vote again on something that has been voted in open. Ed, good morning. You there?
Yeah, good morning. Just a quick question. Is Hanabusa's husband involved in the trash or the landfill business? And second question, what is Hanabusa's take about all this that's going on in her district? Have you heard anything from that point? I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I don't know what her husband was Puyo Trucking, Mr. Souza, and in turn, I do know that at one point they were operating a business that was hired by Coalina to clean the lagoons out there. That has never been reported. But since then, that trucking company supposedly has been sold to Grace. But I don't know what is going on with Ms. Hanabusa. We didn't hear any of that we were told. Funny how bad Ed Case was with warning to hire a guy, but we never heard anything about Ms. Hanabusa's willingness to serve two gods, the Coalina God and the God we trust. So I don't really know, Ed, what is really going on, but I would think that she should at minimum ask and inquire about this ex parte behavior going on. Now, again, does he have a role in the trash? They've hauled dirt up to the landfill. I don't know all the details and haven't looked at it from that perspective. Good morning, Alice. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
You know, this thing is very upsetting because many times I'm part of that issue that we had where Pacific Arrogate, they have thrown all of the ash. And right below that is the elementary school, over 600 children. We have preschools, and now we have residents in that area. And then we have the biggest park in Waianae that has all our functions that we hold over there. You know, many times the mayor himself has threatened the Waianae Nanakuli residents and told us if we don't accept what he says, they will put it over at Nanakuli B. That means all the trash, that everything that's happening. So for many years we've been impacted by this. Waianae dump site, 47 years we had to put up with the whole thing. Now we have Waimanalo Gulch, 24 years. Hey, what's happening? Why keep poisoning our people on this side. Why do they do things like this? Territorial sits on a neighborhood board, works for the city and county of Honolulu. Why? How come she has power enough to turn around and go against the residents? The residents all say, we don't want this. And what they do is the neighborhood board, she is chair. They're not listening to the residents. Why should we put up with people this, like this?
Mm-hmm.
The mayor himself, I sit on an OIBC. We make a special committee to make sure that our EVs are taken care of, our cultural sites are taken care of. What the mayor wants to do, make another special committee, calling it his own committee,
mm-hmm.
that specializes in this. As Borough Council, we specialize and we find out what's happening and everything. And yet he still wants to overpower us. What's the idea of doing things like this? Why? Because people don't speak up. We need the community to start saying enough is enough. And Thursday, I challenge all the Waianae residents to come out there and say no more.
Mm-hmm.
It's about time you folks listen to us. Power in the community.
Yeah, and that's, Alice, you're always working on many of those issues out there, and how does it feel, I mean, to learn, I'm just curious, to learn that they would, after voting on a matter, then lend themselves to having a special meeting to hear the same matter over again?
You know something, that's how come a lot of times we as the people have to suffer just to see things happening the way it is. I mean, it's really hard, disheartening. It hurts. It hurts because you see our people, the ones that suffering the whole rebuttal of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see our homeless. You know, I'm also an advocacy for the homeless, and yet they're still shoving them down here. You see our native people still on the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
No way they can get into these housing, affordable housing or transitionals or anything. They do anything wrong in a transitional, they shove them right back outside. And what they do, they fly them all the way over to where it's unpopulated areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, enough is enough. City need to wake up and start doing something. You know, stop playing powerballs over us. Because I think now is the time to stand up, for our people to stand up and say, no more.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be accountable. Accountable to us. And you know what? You guys may have powerhouses like George Parrish, Patty Torua, Mufi Hanneman. But if it's power in the people, you'll never be able to move without us.
Right. And there was a lot of shenanigans. If people know that they created a new neighborhood board, I'm not objecting to that, but it would be the same type of strategy and the conniving that went on there in separating the Nanakuli neighborhood from the Waianae neighborhood to create a neighborhood board, and then place Mufi Hanneman's appointee as leader and chairman of that. And then now here's Patty Torua out. I thought she was a committee on hired to serve the events that are like sunset on the beach.
She's the one that farms it. She farms the events for the island wide.
Right.
But the thing is, you know, when they separated our board,
mm-hmm.
They turn around and say, everything is Nanakuli, Nanakuli, Nanakuli.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about Maiimi? We live in Maiimi. We are the ones being impacted.
Yeah,
when you go to the neighborhood board, you see majority of the people living on the board, it's all in Nanakuli.
Mm-hmm.
But Maiimi, we're being impacted. You see one or two?
Yeah. Well, I'm coming down to the wire on time, but I'm going to take this subject up again. And Alice, thank you for calling in and say hello to everybody else out there. But I really would like to hear what they think. I mean, if they're stuck in the mud on we don't want to appear not wanting a park over a landfill. I got some good information for them. That sometimes you have to stand up and bite the bullet. You can't just go whining and pissing in the morning. You know,
well,
so,
you know what? If everybody is concerned about environmental justice in Waianae,
mm-hmm.
come to our meeting June 4th.
Okay. June 4th. Well, call me. That's going to be on Friday, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyway, what I'll do, send me an email or something with it. I'll post it on our website at carolcox.com, and we'll get the word out. So June 4th, where is it going to be? Real quick, I got to...
Over at Waianae Community College.
Waianae Community College, June 4th.
Yeah.
What time?
It says 5:30.
And
5:30.
It's going to be on environmental justice issues?
Environmental justice issue in Waianae.
Okay. Well, thank you, and I'm going to get off of here, and I really appreciate you calling in, and thanks to all of you out there listening. And this is the Carol Cox Show, and again, if you hunker down, don't complain. I'd rather see a corrupt government than people that are ill from a sickness and they're schizophrenic, saying the mafia is out there, and they're going to kill you, they're going to blow your car up, you better be careful. You're creating a world that you shouldn't lend yourself to. This is your government. You have sons, daughters, and all that have died fighting for you, and then you piss it away by being afraid of a mayor who you say is a bully and other politicians? Come on, folks, wake up. Alrighty, aloha. I'll see you next week.
Listening, and tune in again next time for the Carol Cox Show on K108.
This is KWAI, Honolulu 1080 on the AM dial.